call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. And it is time for you to be involved in the program, 715-845-2155. All right, I started off by talking about this letter from Moorhead, West Fargo, in the area of North Dakota. The letter says this supposedly is a letter that a woman plans on putting in the kids' trick-or-treat bags. And I'll explain to you my questions about this in just a second. Let me read this, and then we'll go from there. The letter says it's supposed to be in an envelope that says, give to your parents. The woman is supposedly putting this in the Halloween trick-or-treat bags of the kids that come to the neighborhood tonight. The letter supposedly will say, you're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a child to raise a village, or a village to raise a child? I'm disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your children to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Thank you. This letter apparently came to light when Cheryl called a morning radio show in the area. So
she's only giving the letter to kids that she thinks is obese, or is she giving it to everyone?
Let me just say this right off the bat. This is a hoax.
You think?
Yeah, this is a stunt pulled by the radio station. That's my opinion, and, well, you know how I feel about radio stations that pull stunts. So, anyway, I believe this is a stunt, and I believe what that does is insult the intelligence and the integrity of the listener. I think this is a stunt. I don't think this is actually happening. But let's say for a moment, okay, let's go with this and say for a moment that it actually is happening.
Well, if it is a stunt, it's a good one because it's being repeated everywhere.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Let's say, just for argument's sake for a moment, let's say this is real. What would your reaction be if your precious little snowflake came home with this letter in the candy bag?
I would crumple it up and throw it away, and that would be the end of it for me.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to talk to the neighbor that dispersed it?
Not particularly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people do things you don't like. I mean, we were having a discussion earlier today about cyberbullying. Somebody in the building believes they were cyberbullied yesterday. I said, do not
let... An adult was cyberbullied?
Yeah. I said, do not let other people determine how you feel. Do not let other people determine whether or not you're having a good day. If you do that, then you have lost. You have
That's eerily optimistic coming from you.
Why?
That's not your typical way of approaching things.
You know, most people annoy me, and I don't want to deal with them. And I just say, if you're going to let other people determine how you feel, you've lost. You've lost the contest. You've lost the game.
All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
John.
John, what can we do for you?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, if we didn't get candy from our house, we had ways of dealing with that.
So you are going to tell the kids to resort to a life of crime?
No, just tricking, that's all.
He's just saying.
What tricking did you have in mind? Is it a misdemeanor or a felony?
Well, a toilet paper misdemeanor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a misdemeanor.
I believe it is.
Eggs?
Eggs might be a
See,
little bit worse.
Eggs are, you're pushing it, because if they don't clean it up pretty fast, the eggs can leave permanent damage to a house. I never did eggs, but toilet papering, absolutely.
There were some guys.
Shaving cream. You know?
Shaving cream is awesome.
A number of years ago, there were some guys.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
On the north side of Wausau that egged a house, and these geniuses decided to get their eggs from the local convenience store that, of course, had security cameras.
Of course.
It didn't take police long to find the guys that bought 12 dozen of eggs at the local convenience store at the same time.
Back in my day, they didn't have all the security cameras. I remember we went to the grocery store chain was called Albertsons.
Uh-huh.
And it was known that they had, I think it was one of the first stores in the area that had the generic section. Everything in the section was labeled in black and white packaging and just said, like, toilet paper or beer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it just,
sure.
That's all it's
white, like. White label with
yeah, beer. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we bought, I don't know, two or three cases of toilet paper. And one of the guys that was running with us for that evening had an upset stomach. And so we bought all this toilet paper and one bottle of Pepto-Bismol. It was kind of funny, actually,
nice.
As you go through the as you go through the lane. Yeah, there's ways of handling that. The issue, my first reaction would want to go to that house and say, you know, what are you doing? You know, this is none of your business. How I raise my child, if I want my kid to bleed gravy, that's up to me. That's none of your business.
That would be okay. Child abuse, but yeah, then it is the rest of the community's business if you're abusing your child.
No, it's not. It is not. If you
would be feeding your child nothing but candy, nothing else.
Nothing but candy.
No real food.
No real food.
You wouldn't consider that somebody should intervene there?
Maybe that's all they can afford.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, that is abuse, and of course that should not be allowed, of course. But that brings up the circumstance of how much authority do the feds have to come into your house and inspect whether or not your kid is getting proper nutrition. That's where the argument comes in. It's not whether or not you're abusing your kid. It's how much authority do you allow the feds or the authorities to have to come in and invade your privacy. It's a thin line. Anyway, before we keep going on this, let's go to the phones one more time. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Dan.
Hey, Dan. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to comment on your shaving cream. It's not awesome. Back 30 years ago, a girl did that to her brother's car when he got married, and it takes it right down to the bare metal.
Well, if you don't take it off pretty quick, yeah.
It doesn't take long. Anyway, it's kind of like brake fluid. It'll take the paint right off.
Ooh, imagine what it's doing to your face.
Yeah, I mean, good grief. I don't think shaving cream now is that acidic, is it? Good gravy. Of course, I don't use it, so I don't know.
I think it's the stuff in the aerosol cans. If you took regular shaving cream, it probably would.
All right. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. So let that be a lesson to you, kiddies. Use whipped cream. Use the cans of whipped cream, not shaving cream. I never use this. I don't know. So anyway, the issue at hand with this letter is the reason I bring it up. I believe it's a hoax, but it does bring up an interesting viewpoint. And this is something that you just touched on. What if you see a family and you think something not right? You know, this kid doesn't look good, doesn't look healthy. The kid looks sickly. Kid's got bruises. The kid is really depressed looking. You know, and every time the dad looks at the kid cowers in fear. Or, you know, every time the mom speaks to him, the kid just looks down at his shoes or something. At what point is it appropriate to get involved in somebody else's life? Now, if this letter thing is true, this woman is completely out of line, and that letter should never be written. And I think your reaction, you throw it away. My reaction, I think I would find some kind of insidious yet witty way to respond. Something of that nature.
Order 27 magazine subscriptions sent to her house.
I think maybe you get the neighborhood to put together a letter of all of her faults, you know, and send it to her and then have it signed by the entire neighborhood. You know, ma'am, your crow's feet are really beginning to show. And by the way, the roots are showing on your hair job. And maybe you ought to do some sit-ups to get rid of that muffin top you got going on. You know, just something like that. Because, I mean, if a woman is going to put herself out there and criticize my child, surely she's tough enough to handle it when the entire neighborhood critiques everything bad about her. Her makeup, her shoes, you know, her car, the whole bit, your lawn, everything.
You'd do it. You'd read it out loud on her lawn while eating eating one of those thick burgers or one of those 2-pound burgers, right?
Hey. Yeah. Eating a burger today. But the real issue comes up is how do you handle when you see something that is questionable about somebody else in public? I remember I was at a Sam's Club warehouse store, and a woman was looking at I think computer equipment or something. I don't know. And her toddler was standing up in the grocery cart. And I was watching this kid, and the cart is rocking because the kid's moving back and forth. And you know, if you've ever been in one of these Sam's Club or any of these big box warehouses, the floor's bare concrete, man. And I know, you know, even a carpet on the floor is not going to help much from that kind of a fall. And this woman was paying no attention to her kid whatsoever. None. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, ma'am. And she looked at me. I said, ma'am, your kid's going to fall out of that cart and crack his skull open. Oh, you would have thought I just called her baby ugly or something. She went off. Who do you think you are? You mind your own bleeping business. I do, blah, blah, blah. And while she's hissing and moaning at me, kid does a header right out of the cart and right on his face. I mean, flat right on his face. And, oh, my baby, oh, my baby. She starts yelling and screaming, and I'm thinking, she's going to sue. This almost was planned. And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, that's what you get. And I said, I said, if you plan to sue, I will testify against you. I said, I cannot believe you just allowed that to happen to your kid. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Man, I don't ever want to interact with other people at a store. But if I saw abuse going on, I would probably do something. Hopefully, but
I didn't want to. But I mean, doggone it, I could almost feel this kid taking a header out of the grocery cart, and it's like, oh man, and there he went. Right on the ground. I'm like, oh, man. Anyway, so there it is, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. I don't think that letter is – I don't think it's real. I think it is a hoax. I think that'll come to light over the rest of the today and probably into tomorrow that it's a hoax and some kind of goofy stunt the radio station is doing. When we come back, let's talk briefly about – just briefly, if you don't mind. What about if you don't like Halloween? What do you do at this time of year? If Halloween's not for you, what should you do? WSAU, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to the show, 715-845-2155. All right, Halloween is celebrated not just here in the United States, but it's pretty much celebrated in many, many other countries. And there is some controversy about its origins and what does it mean and so forth. Got to keep in mind that just because what it represents now does not necessarily represent what it started out as. I mean, good grief. Take a look at all the other holidays that we have. Take a look at Easter, for example. Easter, one of the most beautiful stories of God's gift to us. Absolutely.
You mean about the rabbits and the eggs and...
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Yeah. Easter is the story, of course, of the death and resurrection of Christ. It is the linchpin of hope when you talk about Christianity. And yet, Easter Bunny dropping chocolate and we're supposed to go fight, that's nothing to do with Easter at all, you know? Christmas. Where does a fat guy in a red suit dropping off gifts around a Christmas tree?
There is historical precedence for that.
Well,
and remember, Christmas was originally a holiday celebrating the winter solstice.
Yeah.
And the Christians sort of appropriated it for...
Well, and
because most historians say Jesus was probably born in the spring.
Yeah, well, and that makes... There's a lot of truth behind that. And evidence that that's the case. I mean, because you think of the traditions of that time frame, you think of the traditions of the environment, yeah, probably, you're probably right. Even in that part of the world, late December, a little chilly to be in a manger in the barn. So it all plays into the fact that the holidays that we have morphed. Yes, Halloween is the time where your creepy, weird, and unusual movies come out, and it's usually satanic in nature. You know, Jason Voorhees and Friday the 13th and Halloween and the scary this and that. Yeah, I mean, they're usually evil and demonic in nature. A lot of the costumes are depicting zombies and monsters and things that spurt blood from various parts. And yeah, I can understand why, as a somebody that wants to protect their family from inappropriate evil influences, I can understand why you would look and go, "Yeah, let's not have anything to do with this. Let's not. Shall we?
What's more dangerous in your mind? Someone dressing up as Satan for Halloween, or someone dressing up as slutty nurse for Halloween?"
Dangerous as far as me driving on the road?
Dangerous as far as being an example for your daughter. You know, the satanic influence of a witch or a vampire, yeah, or as opposed to some of the sexualized costumes that have become very popular over the last few years.
Well, I think immediately the overly sexualized costumes are more damaging to our environment as a neighborhood and as a people. However, the cartoonish depiction of Satan is also pretty dangerous, because Satan in today's environment, and has been for years, you know, the red and the little funky pointy, you know, the
horns.
Yeah, the horns, thank you.
And the tail.
The tail and the cloven hoof. That's not Satan. God says that Satan was the most beautiful angel. So,
well, it was the demons that they are depicting on the TV show Sleepy Hollow are pretty disturbing to me.
Yeah, well, okay.
Those are pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
But I mean, did your daughter read the Harry Potter books and see the Harry Potter movies?
The rule is, if she wants to see the movie, she has to read the book first.
Right.
She's 9, and I think my wife and I talked about this recently. I think that's a little too much at 9. We will take up this conversation again in maybe a year or two. But at 9, I think it's a little too much as far as the intensity of it. Now, it's not because it's wizardry or anything like that. If she wanted to pick up the Star Wars books and start reading them, go ahead. Go ahead. I have no problem with that. Or some other stories are going, but she's a little young to get into that kind of heavy literature, would you call it? Anyway, let me finish with this. All Hallows' Eve was a holiday in observance of a number of countries around this time of the year. It was basically a evolution of a Western Christian feast on All Hallows' Day. It's the time in the liturgical year dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, martyrs, and the faithfully departed believers. In other words, a Christian, Memorial Day. Now, if you're in the process of remembering those that have departed, I can understand how it could transform into zombies and monsters and, the creepiness of the fact. I can understand how it's transformed. But if Halloween is in your family and it's your idea, it's like, I don't want to participate, then go back and share with your kids the history of it and explain why. Because if I were just to say to my child who's 9 years old, yeah, you see all your friends out there and all the other kids dressing up, getting candy? No, none for you. There's going to be an ask of, well, why? To just say, well, because I said so. You're missing an opportunity to share and to explain.
Speaking of that, I'm going to find Jerry Seinfeld's take on Halloween. We'll play that after the news break because it's a classic.
So we
have to. Have you shared that yet this morning? We have to share this.
I haven't.
It's only
shared
a couple
it.
Of minutes long. It's really, it's really good.
We're
have you ever
doing,
heard it?
We're not doing the morning show. This is feedback.
It's so good.
What are you trying to change things up?
Get candy. Get candy.
Yeah, you find it on YouTube. We'll definitely play it. I think that's a good idea. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. The show has not come to a complete stop yet, so please keep your tray tables in their upright positions and your seatbelt locked.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.